USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley says intelligence has been looking into rumors that COVID-19 was started in a Chinese lab, but so far believes the coronavirus is natural.
And I would just say at this point, it's inconclusive, although the weight of evidence seems to indicate natural. But we don't know for certain.
Former President Barack Obama is finally formally endorsing Joe Biden for president.
The spirit of looking out for one another can't be restricted to our homes or our workplaces. It also has to be reflected in our national government. And that's why I'm so proud to endorse Joe Biden.
The former president says he will campaign aggressively for his former vice president, and Mississippi's tornado death toll is now at 12. Governor Tate Reeves making that announcement on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A member of an iconic pro sports franchise has passed away. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
New York Yankees co-owner Hank Steinbrenner, the son of legendary late team owner George Steinbrenner, is dead after a battle with an undisclosed illness. Reports are it was not in any way coronavirus related. Hank Steinbrenner passing away at 63 in Clearwater, Florida. He had reduced his public presence in recent years, allowing his brother Hal to represent team ownership. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Ticketmaster is under fire after the company updated its refund policy. Customers say they were outraged because the event planner changed the wording of its refund policy from offering refunds for postponed, rescheduled, or canceled events to only canceled events. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gained 559 points to finish at 23,949. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An interesting medical finding from 19 states where coronavirus cases are relatively low. The hotspots concentrated in one area. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
A very interesting medical nugget out of the daily White House coronavirus briefing from Dr. Deborah Birx, who addresses the 19 states where cases are relatively low in our country. She says the hot spots in these states, nursing homes.
But I do want to call out the 19 states that aren't ever represented in these graphics, and by and large, the states have been continuing to do containment and outbreak investigation. And I've been able to talk to many of those states, and I would just remind all of us, when I talk to each one of these state health officials, where they are finding outbreaks are in nursing homes. And so we really need to continue to protect and we continue to test in nursing homes, because we know that that's a particularly vulnerable group. And it's a group where often now that we're beginning to understand asymptomatic transmission.
A Change.org petition that demands the recall of Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer has gone viral with more than 150,000 signatures as of Monday. The governor has come under fire for an expansive new lockdown order in the state, which says people can't buy seeds for plants. She's also banning gatherings of any sizes and says if you own 2 homes, you can't visit that second home. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.